All right, folks, I am excited to be bringing you, restarting my 5-minute book review series. But I do want to get this going again, and I'm going to be sharing with you a bunch of titles of books that I have read that I think are particularly interesting, relevant to today, things that will hit you in the feels and in the thinks. And in the spirit of these episodes being shockingly short, for content that I produce, I'm going to start today with a very cool book that is actually a short story, and that is The Machine Stops by E.M. Forster. So this book is a very short read, as you can see, and it is a fascinating exploration of technology, culture, what progress means, all sorts of stuff. And it would be pretty astonishingly relevant if it were written in, say, 2024. However, The Machine Stops was written in 1909. So it makes all of these fascinating predictions and commentary about technology that wasn't even going to be invented for another 50 or 60 or 70 or 80 years. It's really fascinating. It's a sort of short story, dystopian future, where people kind of live in these pods underground that is run by the machine. And I'm going to save the rest of that for you to read about, so I don't ruin anything here. But what I will do, there's really not much on the back cover, which I like to read off. But what I will do is read a couple quotes here that I think are kind of cool and give you a little bit of a flavor for what is going on here. Before I do that, I did forget to mention, right now behind me is the White River. I am near South Royalton, Vermont, and as I restart these 5-minute book reviews, I'm going to attempt to bring you some cool spaces. So if you're watching this on video, you get to see some interesting places. Probably many of them will be up around the Upper Valley in New Hampshire and Vermont. So if you will allow me here, I'm going to open up to a couple different quotes. So one of the premises of the story here is people spend a lot of time interacting with each other virtually through video, and most of the time are busy doing things like attending lectures and giving lectures on various content, though it's a little hard to tell why they're doing that and what impact any of their viewing or regurgitating of content actually has. I can't imagine how that might be relevant today. So here's a great quote about that. "Beware of firsthand ideas," exclaimed one of the most advanced of them. "Firsthand ideas do not really exist. They are but the physical impressions produced by live and fear, and on this gross foundation, who could erect a philosophy? Let your ideas be secondhand, and if possible, tenth hand, for then they will be far removed from that most disturbing element, direct observation." Kind of interesting and thought-provoking there. There's another one that I will read off here that gives a little bit of a flavor of kind of what's going on in here. "But humanity, in its desire for comfort, had overreached itself. It had exploited the riches of nature too far. Quietly and complacently, it was sinking into decadence, and progress had come to mean the progress of the machine." Again, written in 1909, and this fascinating premise of people basically video chatting with each other all the time. And for a story that was written well before TV, the internet, anything like that, it is really an incredible reflection on E.M. Forster's part about where technology was going. And importantly, what I think he recognized and why this is so powerful and why he was such a good writer is that it's not really about technology, it's about people. And throughout different times, throughout different parts of human history, these sort of dynamics that he discusses get played out in different ways with whatever available technologies there are at that given time. And so, again, really kind of miraculous observations about how technology works or doesn't work, who's really in control, what the point of any of this really is. And so if you want to spend a really cool half hour or 40 minutes or so, The Machine Stops by E.M. Forrester, an absolutely fascinating read, especially if you are someone who is interested in understanding the implications around how we live, how we work, how we consume information, and what technology we use. So thanks for joining me for this restart of the 5-minute book reviews on Rethinking with Alex Torpy. And thanks for joining me here on this beautiful day on the White River. We'll be talking to you more soon, and let me know what you think about this book or if you've read any other of E.M. Forrester's work.